Our next article looks at the video game Fortnite Battle Royale. There is no doubt that in a very short time, Fortnite has become a phenomenon. Millions of players across the world are hooked, and the survival game has made its creators, Epic Games, a fortune. But to stay on top in a highly competitive industry, Epic Games decided to do something radical with it.
As everyone knows, the aim of Fortnite Battle Royale is very simple. Just survive. Only one player in a Battle Royale game can come out on top. But in that, Fortnite resembles the intensely competitive world of the video game industry itself. In 2017, the Epic Games title, in which 100 players arrive on a small island and fight each other to death until one is left, rocketed to the top, gaining 200 million users in a little over a year. And yet, by last summer, people were already talking of it as a dying phenomenon, and revenues were down 52%. So, Epic did something without precedent. It killed the game itself. As millions of players watched in shock, the island disappeared into a black hole. And the cataclysm didn't stop there. It went beyond the fictional world of the game itself, destroying the menu pages, user interface, and the game's server status. For the next 48 hours, Internet's most popular game disappeared. As a marketing strategy for the launch of Fortnite Chapter 2, this was brilliantly audacious. And it worked. Players rushed to test the new, improved version of the game, and Fortnite's iPhone revenues shot up by 141%. For now, players of all levels are happy with the new game. Whereas the original Fortnite became increasingly difficult for novices to start playing, this version matches them against other beginners and player bots so they can master the essential game skills without getting killed too rapidly. Now, as they progress and learn, they are gradually matched against more experienced players. This could keep Fortnite on top of the industry for years as generations of new players discover the game. But that scenario is no doubt far too optimistic, because, as even Fortnite's best players know, sooner or later, a younger and better opponent is certain to come along and kill you.